This is Deborah Lockwood from Life Changer with a One Belief Away recording for weight loss called Full and Satisfied. In preparation for this session, find a comfortable place where you can sit or lay back without being disturbed for about half an hour. Loosen any tight clothing and take this time for you and your health and well-being. When you are ready, go ahead and sit or lay back in a comfortable position. I invite you to close your eyes and get into that comfortable place where you feel resourceful, focused, and ready to experience a very satisfying sensation in your mind and body. In fact, I'd like you to pretend that I'm going to lead you down into three levels of consciousness. We'll call these levels A, B, and C. Level A is the lightest level of consciousness. You will feel calm and peaceful. Level B is deeper. Your body will relax and feel heavy. Level C is the deepest level. In this level, you won't be noticing your body. You will find that you are fully focused only on what I'm saying and the sound of my voice. Everything else around you fades away and disappears. If you don't experience this the first time you listen to this program, just keep listening and you will. Level C is the deepest level. In level C, you will find that you are able to create feelings of being full and satisfied, feeling satiated, feeling comfortable, no longer wanting or requiring any more food, still enjoying lots of cool, refreshing water. You love water. You love drinking water. You love having a bottle of water around with you. In fact, after this session, you may find yourself getting up and having a full glass of refreshing water just because it tastes so good to you. So let's begin moving down to level A. I want you to imagine level A is a floor or a room that we're traveling down to. You can get to level A any way you desire. You can imagine getting on a glass elevator, going down an escalator, sliding down a pole, or floating down on a fluffy white cloud. However you decide to get down to level A is fine. As you move down to level A, I want you to simply imagine that when you arrive, you're going to see a sign. Maybe it's on the floor or on a wall. It will have the letter A on it. And that way you'll know that you have arrived. Now I'm going to count from 30 down to 20. As I count, I want you to imagine making your way down to level A. You should arrive at level A by the time I get down to the number 20. When you arrive at level A, I want you to make a commitment to yourself at a subconscious level by repeating the following to yourself right now. In your own mind, say to yourself, when I reach level A, I am going to feel 10 times more deeply relaxed than I am right now. When I arrive at level A, I'm going to feel 10 times more deeply relaxed. 10 times more deeply relaxed than I am right now. And I will be very focused only on what I'm doing. 30. Begin your descent. 29. Relaxing deeper. 28. Really letting go. 27. Let your head get heavy into the cushions. 26. Feel your shoulders relax and unwind. 25. Halfway there. 24. Feel your body sink deeper into the cushions. 23. That's right. 22. Almost there. 21 and 20. You have now arrived at level A. Very well done. Now it's time to move to level B, an even more satisfying level, where you will feel full of satisfaction, a feeling of pride, a feeling of comfort, that washes over you as you reach level B. You feel as though you are satisfied. You feel good and comfortable when you do get down to level B. And you can go down to level B any way you want, the same way you went to level A or a different way. It's up to you. You are in control at all times. I'm going to count from 20 down to 10. As I reach the count of 10, you should have reached level B. You will know because of the sign that says B. When you do arrive at level B, I want you to tell yourself that you will be 100 times more deeply relaxed than you are right now. 100 times more deeply relaxed. 100 times deeper than you are right now when you finally arrive at level B. 20, as you begin your descent. 19, knowing that you are always in control of how much you eat. 18, you are in charge. 17, you choose healthy foods that give you a sense of feeling energized. 16, foods full of fat and sugar make you feel fat and tired. That is very unattractive to you. Those foods begin to feel very boring. 15. Those high-fat, high-sugar processed foods make you feel tired and bored and agitated. And you find the further you push those kinds of foods away, the better you feel. 14. The further you push those boring, tiring, irritating foods away, the better you feel. 13. And you draw closer to fresh, colorful foods. Greens, yellows, reds, blues, oranges. 12. Imagine sitting at a beautiful buffet full of salads, fresh vegetables, fruits, clear, cool, refreshing water with slices of lemon and lime floating next to the ice cubes. 11. Notice the smell of freshness in the air. There are lean pieces of fish, lots of wonderful healthy protein, nuts and berries, and healthy snack foods. It's delicious, colourful and satisfying, and it makes you feel good as you arrive at level B with a count of 10. Now take a nice deep breath in. Fill your lungs with satisfaction, feeling full of healing oxygen as your body rests down, slipping away deeper and deeper. We are now going to make our final descent down to level C, the deepest level. It's at level C where you will be able to now create a feeling of being full and satisfied whenever you desire. You will literally be able to create a sensation of being full and satisfied whenever you wish. You will find that once you arrive at level C, you will also be able to lower your fat thermostat, your set point. The thermostat inside of you that decides where your weight is going to hover around. We are going to modify that once we arrive at level C. At level C, you will be 1,000 times more deeply relaxed and more focused and more resourceful. It is the deepest level of consciousness for you. In this session, you will find yourself feeling very satisfied and comfortable in every way, realizing that you have no need or desire for food. You have no need or desire for food. Yes. You feel comfortable and refreshed already. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. By the time I get to the count of 1, I want you to imagine arriving at level C and being 1,000 times more deeply relaxed, while still being fully alert and awake and refreshed. Begin descending down to level C. Now with a count of 10, that's right, you are doing a wonderful job. 9, feel your body completely fade away from head to toe. 8, your mind calm and clear. 7, you feel full and satisfied in every way. 6. at an unconscious level, your mind is now instructed to find any beliefs that are holding you back from achieving your healthiest ideal weight. Your mind is now instructed to eliminate those beliefs from your unconscious, to simply throw those mistaken thoughts away. They may have served you at one time, but they no longer do. Any unhealthy or self-limiting thoughts that are holding you back, your mind is now instructed to eliminate them at a subconscious level, replacing them instead with more positive, loving, supportive beliefs that empower you to achieve the success that you desire and to keep the results that you get. As you move down the levels, 5 melts into 4, transforms into 3, fades into 2, and rests at level C with the count of 1. And with a count of 1, I want you to just take a nice, slow, deep breath in, and then just let it go. At this point, I want you to imagine that every cell, every system of your body is now fully at your attention. Every part of your being is now solely focused on you. Now I want you to begin lowering your sat thermostat. We need to lower your set point where your weight hovers around. It will fluctuate a pound or two higher or lower than this set point, but it will always be around the set point. If your weight is higher than you want it to be, if you have had trouble losing weight in the past, or if you keep regaining any weight that you've lost, you will find it now easy to let the excess weight go. Now you find that it's easy to let it go. Now you find that it's easy to let it go because you have lowered your fat thermostat. So in your mind, I want you to imagine looking at your fat thermostat in your body, just like you would the thermostat in a home. Notice what number it's set at. It's probably set at the weight that you have been hovering around for the last few months. If this is not a desirable weight for you, then I want you to reprogram the set point. There might be a keypad with buttons, or maybe a dial that you can turn down. Whatever you want to do, however you want to do it. I want you to lower your fat thermostat down now to a number that is healthy, realistic, and exciting for you. Whatever that number may be, go ahead and lower your fat thermostat down. Plug in the number that you now want to weigh. Do this now. Yes. Yes, that's right. Very good. Now imagine your body begins to work day and night to bring your body to this healthy, ideal weight. It will do so in an amount of time that is natural and healthy for you. Your body will now work 24 hours a day, efficiently, swiftly and effectively, to bring you down to this new weight. Every couple of days, I want you to check in and make sure that your thermostat is still at the number that you have adjusted it to. It may have a tendency to fluctuate a few pounds here and there over the next week or two, so I want you to check in over the next couple of weeks to make sure that your fat thermostat is just where you want it, and that your body can continue to work with you in a healthy, swift way to move to that new set point. And you find that you have a strong desire that comes consciously and subconsciously, a strong desire to exercise consistently and eat the right healthy foods, because that allows your body to lower to its set point that you have adjusted it to. It needs your help, and you are willing to do whatever your body and mind needs to be a success. So I want you to go ahead and take a nice, slow, deep breath in. Forget about other things for a while. Your subconscious mind knows what to do, and it has taken charge. So consciously, I'd like you to just go ahead and remember a time when you felt really full and satisfied after a meal. Go ahead and remember a time when you felt really full and satisfied. Not overly full, not where you stuffed yourself and felt sick, and not when you were hungry, when you could still have eaten more if you wanted to. It was more of a feeling where it was just right. where you ate the right healthy foods in the right amount. You drank plenty of cool, refreshing water with that meal. Your stomach was slightly distended and you felt satiated. You felt full and satisfied from your meal. Go ahead and remember a time like this as I count from 3 down to 1. The count of 3, 2, 1. Now imagine that thought right there in your mind, that memory. And I want you to step into it as though it's happening right now. Remember what it is that you're eating. You're taking your time. You're enjoying the foods and the flavors. You're chewing 20 times every bite and slowly swallowing. It takes you at least 20 minutes to finish the meal. You drink a refreshing glass of water with that meal. You feel full, you feel satisfied, you feel very comfortable. You still have energy. You finish the meal and you don't need anything else. You find that you are satisfied after this meal. There's no desire for anything else. Some people think that they need to have something sweet after a meal, but not you. You are full from your meal. That's right. If you do find that you want to finish it with something, you can have some grapes or blueberries or raspberries that will give you the sweetness and you can still feel really comfortable. Now we need to pick some kind of an anchor, something that you will do or say, or perhaps some kind of a signal where you will touch your thumb and your finger together, or touch yourself on the arm by the elbow or in a place that you don't normally touch. So that every time you touch that spot, or every time you say the word to yourself, or every time you make a certain sound, you will re-experience the sensation of being full and satisfied. So I want you to go ahead and decide what you're going to do. Are you going to touch your thumb and finger together? Are you going to say something like full? Or maybe you're going to take a nice deep breath in after the meal. Every time you make that sound, you feel full and satisfied. So go ahead and pick something out. Good. You may have noticed that you do a couple of things. You may make the sound and touch your thumb and your finger together. Every time you do that, you will feel full and satisfied. So I want you to go ahead now and imagine getting that feeling of being full and really satisfied. Really satisfied, really full and comfortable. You just couldn't eat another bite, you don't want to. You're not hungry anymore, your appetite has gone away and you just feel good. I want you to go ahead and just imagine feeling that satisfaction. Feel it in your stomach, feel it in your body. Really feeling full and satisfied. Make the feeling stronger. I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and by the time I say 5, I want you to feel this feeling as strongly and fully and as satisfied as you possibly can. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now fire off your anchor, make that sound, touch the finger, whatever it is that you decided to do, and lock in that behavior with that emotion. Good. Now we're going to do it again. I'm going to count to 5. You make yourself feel as full as you can. If you have to pretend or fake it, go ahead. Just do the best you can. Imagine feeling really full and satisfied. Remember the time in detail when you felt really just full. You couldn't eat another bite. You are totally satisfied, no longer hungry, and you feel great. Then we're going to fire off that anchor. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good. Let's do this a couple more times, ready to lock in the anchor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Full and satisfied. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Full and satisfied. Last time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Full and satisfied. Now I want you to go ahead and clear your mind. Think about what color your car is. Now I want want you to go ahead and fire off your anchor, make the sound, touch the thumb and finger or whatever you decided to do, and notice if you get that full satisfied feeling. Go ahead and do it now. That's right. Good. Now if you felt that good, full, satisfied feeling come right back, then you've set the anchor properly. Good for you. If it wasn't there at all, then you'll need to go back and continue to imagine different times when you felt really full. If you can't remember one, then after this program, maybe at your next meal, go and eat until you are full, and then create that feeling with that anchor. Fire off the anchor and feel full. Fire off the anchor and feel full. Fire off the anchor and feel full. Do it very fast. Do it 10, 20 times in a row. This will really lock it in. So practice that and continue using it with this session as you listen to this session repeatedly. With that said, now I want you to imagine one more thing. I want you to imagine that you have a plate of food in front of you. And I want you to imagine that you start eating certain things off this big plate. Some of them are vegetables, healthy foods like fish, and others of them are really high sugar, high fat foods, like maybe something from a fast food joint, or perhaps something sweet, or maybe chocolate. Now I want you to imagine eating the vegetables and maybe the fish. Notice how wonderful the vegetables taste, how nice they smell, the texture, what colours they are. Put them in your mouth and chew them. How do they taste? How do they feel? Taste the flavour explode in your mouth. Now swallow those healthy vegetables down. Let them reach your stomach and feel full and satisfied and comfortable. Now I want you to imagine that we're going to fast forward for half an hour in time. That's about how long it takes for your body to convert that food into energy. So we're going to fast forward half an hour in time. 1, 2, 3. It's been 30 minutes since you ate that food, and I want you to imagine now how the food makes you feel. Did it give you energy or make you feel tired? Did it make you feel clear-minded and refreshed and focused? Or did it make you feel tired and sleepy and lethargic and irritable? Did eating this particular kind of food push you closer to your goal or push you further away? Did it make you feel proud of yourself and happy, or guilty and frustrated? Now, because you ate energy foods, the vegetables and maybe some fish, you feel refreshed, energized, invigorated, and proud of yourself. Every time you even think about these kinds of healthy foods, it gives you a very positive feeling inside and it makes you want to eat them. Now I want you to imagine drinking a nice glass of water, clearing your mind and thinking about what colour your car is again. Good. Now I want you to go ahead and imagine that we're back to that original plate of food. I want you to pick up the foods that are high fat, high sugar, whether it's a big greasy fast food hamburger or fries or a fried food or something sweet. Go ahead and notice what it looks like. Put it in your mouth and notice that it starts to feel a little boring, a little bit dull. It tastes waxy. It doesn't taste the way you remember it doing. It's kind of sticky and gooey. It's heavy. It has a kind of funk to it now. It's just not the way you remember it. It doesn't taste good the way you used to think it did. Not anymore. Now it's kind of boring and you've got to swallow it down. It feels thick and slimy and gooey as it goes down. It kind of slimes down into your stomach and then it just kind of sits there like a block. Now we're going to fast forward half an hour in time to see how this food makes you feel. 1, 2, 3. So it's been half an hour now. How did that food make you feel? Did it make you feel refreshed and energized, or tired and heavy? Did it make you feel healthy and strong, or sick and tired? Did it move you closer to your goals or push you further away? Did it make you thinner and healthier and more attractive? Or did it make you fatter and more tired and more grouchy? This particular food makes you feel tired and guilty. It may have felt good perhaps for a moment, but then for the rest of the day, or at least the rest of the hour, you feel terrible. This food becomes dull and boring when you think of this food in your mind. Now your taste buds shut off. You get this feeling of being tired, of feeling lethargic, of wanting to procrastinate and put things off. You start to feel guilty. You start to feel bad before you even eat this stuff. Not after, but before you eat it. You get this feeling of yuck and your brain says, no way. Now I want you to take another glass of water, clear your palate and your body and your mind, knowing that your mind monitors everything that you eat, and it knows what foods give you energy and what foods don't. And it will now give you feelings accordingly. It will make you feel how you will feel 30 minutes after eating that food, before you eat it. This way you'll get a feeling as well as just knowing what's good for you and what isn't. You'll get a feeling that supports it. This will help you to feel full and satisfied, to eat the right foods, and to zap that appetite for anything unhealthy. With that said, I want you to take one more nice deep breath in, feeling refreshed and satisfied in every way, feeling very good about yourself because you've done a wonderful job in our session. And I'm going to count up from 1 to 5. When I say 5, I'm going to have you open your eyes, coming up through all the levels, feeling strong, feeling confident with your new, full, satisfied anchor in place. Beginning with the count of 1 and 2, as you come up from C through B and A all the way up. 3, coming up more, feeling satisfied, feeling refreshed. 4, feeling proud of yourself and excited about the day. And finally, with a count of 5, go ahead and open those eyes, feeling wonderful and refreshed in each and every way. Now go out there and make today count.